Imagine living in a floating city on the ocean. An utopian dream or the future of governments? At the Seasteading Institute in California, they believe that floating cities are the solutions to problems they see in existing governments. President of the Institute, Michael Keenan, believes that people would live happy and peaceful on the sea if they could manage themselves and experiment with political systems.
We all have these problems with government. We disagree with what it's doing in a lot of cases, and no one is very satisfied with how well it does whatever it does. And people tend to analyze this at the level of policies, arguing over the specifics of what government ought to do. People have tried to go straight to very large city-sized seasteads immediately. They've tried to raise money, billions of dollars, and we see that as unrealistic. At the Seasteading Institute, we step back and we look at government as an industry and see that it is the least competitive industry in the world. It's almost impossible to start a new government.
The floating cities would be built on international and territorial waters, but Michael Keenan explains that they do worry about the reactions of other governments.
We've had some talks with a few Eastern European countries, and they seem favorable to the idea of seasteads even in their territorial waters. If a seastead angers a government, then there'd be very little you could do to protect yourself.
He further explains how people could puzzle the different platforms together and form different communities and countries which would make the floating governments much more competitive. But is this all a dream, or are people open to the idea?
I feel like it would turn to chaos like most societies do.
It sounds utopian. It depends on what kind of form of government they have. It might work better. If nothing else, it would be an interesting experiment.
It sounds like a utopian dream to me. It's just, I think that the seas tend to be carved up between countries already. So if someone wanted to build a city in the middle of an ocean, then there'd be debates about what country that ocean belongs to and what taxes, what money have to be paid to them.